Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Support for this program is provided by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, presenting the Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, June 8th and 9th in New Orleans, sponsored in part by the Louisiana Office of Tourism. Musical guests include Gino Delafosse, Beau Soleil, and Rosie LeDay. For more information and a complete music schedule, the website is CajunZydecoFest.com or LouisianaTravel.com.
Higher education cannot be a luxury for a privileged few. It is an economic necessity that every family should be able to afford. Every young person with dreams and ambitions should be able to access. And now's not the time for us to turn back on young people.
It's the beginning of a public campaign to temporarily extend current student loan rates or find an acceptable compromise before the rate increase takes effect. Obama wants the loan rates linked to the financial markets, locking in interest rates for borrowers, but the Republican-controlled House wants a plan that sets a cap. The differences have prompted the White House to threaten a veto. Unemployment in Europe has hit another record high. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's particularly high among young people.
Warnings are coming thick and fast from Europe's leaders about the potentially catastrophic repercussions of having millions of young people without work. Officials speak of a lost generation whose anger and frustration could lead them to turn their back on the European Union. New numbers from the EU's statistics office reinforce these fears. In the EU's 27 countries, the unemployment rate for people under 25 in April went up again to 23.5%. There are some huge disparities. In crisis-hit Spain and Greece, well over half the young are without work. In Germany and Austria, the rate's just 8% or less. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
The average American household has a long way to go to recover the wealth it lost in the recession. $16 trillion disappeared, and a report by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis finds the typical household has regained less than half of what it lost, as NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
The study shows that most of those wealth gains came from the stock market. James Barth, a senior fellow at the Milken Institute, says that means they benefited wealthier Americans.
Some of the increases in stock prices help people. Typically, though, a lot of middle-income and lower-income people don't have a lot of their wealth tied up in stocks.
The study also found that younger, less educated, and Latino and Black families suffered the largest losses in wealth. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
With incomes flat, Americans cut back on spending last month. The Commerce Department says consumer spending fell 0.2% in April. That's the most in nearly a year. And that's thanks in part to less spending on gas as prices fell. And the government says income was unchanged last month after rising 0.3% the month before. But a new reading of consumer confidence shows Americans are in a good mood. The final May University of Michigan Thomson Reuters index jumped to 84.5. That's the highest level since July of 2007. On Wall Street at this hour, mixed news. The Dow unchanged, the Nasdaq down 2, the S&P 500 is down 1. This is NPR. More severe weather could be on tap for the midsection of the country today. Forecasters say large hail and tornadoes are possible in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. The National Weather Service also says up to a dozen tornadoes touched down in Arkansas and Oklahoma yesterday, injuring 9 people and damaging several buildings. One man was killed in Arkansas when strong winds brought down a tree on his car. Turkish officials say a dozen men were arrested on suspicion of having terrorist links. Turkish media said the suspects were from the Syrian rebel al-Nusra Front. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that authorities are denying early reports that say the deadly sarin gas was seized in the raids.
The governor of Turkey's southern Adana province announced the arrests, saying that 6 of the men were released after questioning and 6 remain in custody. The suspects were rounded up in raids in Istanbul and Adana and Mersin provinces. The Adana governor confirmed that weapons, ammunition, and chemicals were seized on the raids, but did not confirm Turkish media accounts that sarin gas was found. Turkey's been on high alert since bomb attacks killed 51 people in a border town earlier this month. On Thursday, Turkish soldiers returned fire into Syria when their patrol came under fire in Hatay province. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Board members for computer maker Dell are in favor of a bid by Michael Dell to take the company private. The board unanimously voted to recommend shareholders accept the company founder's offer of $24.4 billion, or $13.65 a share. But the offer has been criticized by some prominent shareholders, including billionaire investor Carl Icahn. So the shareholder meeting now takes place in mid-July. Another check on Wall Street. The Dow up 7, the Nasdaq down 1. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. PoetryFoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. Right now, we're going to go back to December of 1971 and some sessions that took place in London, England. Chess Records had sent Muddy Waters and a few of his bandmates, a few supporting artists to London to try and match the success they had had with some recordings they'd done with Howling Wolf in London 18 months prior to this one. Muddy Waters, along with Sam Lawhorn and Carrie Bell from Chicago, joining Stevie Winwood and also Georgie Fortune and a few others. Also Rory Gallagher, the fine Irish blues guitarist on these recordings. The Muddy Waters Band recorded in London. Who's going to be your sweet man when I'm gone?
I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who's gonna love you, honey. Who gonna carry your business on? Look at that little pretty girl. She walking down the streets. She just laughing and playing with every man she meet. I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who you gonna have to love you, honey. Who gonna care your business all? Somebody there, you believe that?
but you married too soon. I don't have no more grapes. I'll have to wait till after your honeymoon. I wanna go. Gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. Care your business all. She don't treat you right. Three times a day and a little at night. It's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. And it's the way to do it. It's the way to get along. Now I'll fix your baby, take you to my house. You treat me now just like a mouse. Now it's the way to do it. That ain't the way to do it. Now that ain't the way to do it. Ain't the way to get along.
Recorded in Austin, Texas back in 1992. That was Pine Top Perkins on piano, James Cotton on blues harp, Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. I cover the B.B. King tune, That Ain't the Way to Do It. Pine Top Perkins eventually settled in Austin, lived the last years of his life there, played a bit around town. Marsha Ball said he was an absolute joy to play with. Pine Top Perkins died in March of, 2011, at the age of 97 years old. He recorded, I think his last recording was done when he was 95. Pine Top Perkins. Perkins, in 1969, joined the Muddy Waters Band as piano player to take over Otis Band's piano chair, and stayed with Muddy till 1980. We heard Muddy Waters from 1971, and from the disc The London Muddy Waters Session, Muddy Waters doing Who's Gonna Be Your Sweet Man When I'm Gone. Next here on KRVS, here's a tune that Willie Dixon wrote for Muddy Waters. Muddy recorded it a couple of times. We're going to listen to a version, though, done by the late Coco Taylor from her last disc, Old School. That disc came out in 2007. Here's Coco Taylor, Queen of Chicago Blues, with her rendition of Young Fashioned Ways. Thank you.
so long.
Support for KRVS comes from the Habitat Restore. Reminding listeners, when spring cleaning, the Habitat Restore is accepting gently used furniture and appliances, doors, windows, cabinets, and more. The Habitat Restore is located at 215 East Pinhook in Lafayette. To schedule a pickup, the number is 371-6030. Online at restorelafayette.org.
For a man that ain't never been kissed. Maybe I can get along and I won't have to use my fists when I've been drinking. Lord, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want a job to go to work at 12, get off at 1, have an hour for dinner, boy. My day's work is done when I've been drinking. Lord, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want somebody to pet me, feed me in the bed. Talk, baby, talk to me when you go to comb my head when I've been drinking. Lord, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest.
Harry Smith, recorded in 1977 in France with a really, really fine band backing her up. On that track, Doc Cheatham, legendary Doc Cheatham, was on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Carry Smith doing a Big Bill Brunsey number. When I've Been Drinking, Smith was originally from Georgia. Her family, when she was a young girl, moved to New Jersey. And she, like so many other lady blues singers, started singing first in the church, Carrie Smith. She was preceded by Coco Taylor. We heard Coco Taylor from her last disc, the Alligator release, Old School. Coco did a rendition of Young Fashioned Ways, a number that Willie Dixon wrote for Muddy Waters. We heard Carry Smith do a Big Bill Brunsey tune. We're going to turn to Big Bill now, one of the Chicago, great Chicago blues artists of the late 1920s on into the 1940s. Here he is from 1940, Big Bill Brunsey with a number called You've Gotta Hit the Right Lick.
Play baseball, you better hit the right lick, boy. Don't I'll be kicking in your stall if you don't hit your right lick. Yeah, you got to hit your right lick. Nah, you better hit the right lick. Don't you can't carry no bacon home. Women all called Babe Ruth, their home run came. Now don't you know how he got that name, boys? He hit it right leg. Yes, he hit it right leg. I declare he hit it right leg, and he carried that bacon home. Tell your woman, she won't agree. Get you a small axe, boy. Cut down your tree, then hit the right leg. Yes, hit the right leg. Now, if you hit the right leg, she will bring that bacon home. John Henry told everybody that he could dance. When he met Joe Louis, he must have had ants in his pants, cause he couldn't hit the right leg. Dad, he couldn't hit the right leg. Dad, Joe hit that right leg, and he carried that bacon home. I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town, cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Now let me tell you, baby, gonna move you way, way from here. Don't want no ice man, gonna buy you a refrigerator when we move way on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody who
always hanging round. Wake up every morning, low down and dirty shame. Got your men, baby, pecking on my window pane. That's why I'm gonna move you way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Well, it may seem funny, honey, funny as can be, ever have any children. Let them all just look like me when we move way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. I saw you wiggling and giggling, I'm as mad as I can be. We've got 7 children and none of them look like me. That's why I'm gonna leave you way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always sneaking round. I'm gonna sing this verse and I ain't gonna sing no more. Now ain't you happy, Red God Almighty? Sing this verse, ain't gonna sing no more. Put your man in your bed and put your husband down on the floor.
From 1944, that was Josh White with a rendition of Outskirts of Town, a number that Casey Bill Weldon had first recorded in 1936. In 1941, Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five had a big, big hit with it, and that tune has been recorded quite a number of times over the intervening decades. Josh White, his career began, recording career began in the early 1930s. Before we heard Josh White, we heard Big Bill Brunsey. His recording career began, I guess, in the late 1920s. Big Bill recording with some hokum bands back then. We heard him, though, from 1940 doing a number called You've Gotta Hit the Right Lick. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to two of the greatest blues guitarists of the 1920s. First up from November of 1926, here's a ragtime-influenced Blind Blake.
I was walking down the street. My girl, I said to me, Teddy, be see that thing. You know you had to treat me right. I've been out all night long, keep you doing that song. Keep you doing, that's all I do. That's all I do. That's all I do.
Sweet woman brought that new sense to me. You know I'm happy now, happy as I can be. Boy, I believe to my soul she done put that thing on me. Give me my good whiskey, women, wine, and songs. I'm going to have my fun until I'm dead and gone, 'cause I'm happy now. And I can't go wrong, 'cause I got plenty money. I'm going to carry these good wigs on. I used to be like a dog, I was tied to a tree. Now I got plenty money and all the women I need. You know I'm happy now, happy as I can be. If I die tomorrow, the world don't owe a thing to me. I used to cry over my woman, I was dumb as I could be. Now I got three women, brought those new thrills to me. I'm happy now, I'm happy now. It's nothing like good women, whiskey, wine, and songs. I got me two, three women, sweet as can be. I put that thing on them and got a written guarantee that I can't go wrong. I mean I can't go wrong. It's nothing like plenty money, good women, whiskey, wine, and songs. I got plenty money, woman, for every day in a week. All I do is walk around, eat and sleep. You know I'm happy now. You know I can't go wrong, 'cause I got plenty money, good women, whiskey, wine, and song.
From 1930, that was Lonnie Johnson singing a piece called No More Troubles Now. Lonnie on guitar, also one of the great, great early guitarists in both jazz and blues. Wonderful guitarist, originally from New Orleans, Lonnie Johnson. He was preceded by Blind Blake. We heard Blind Blake from 1926 doing a number called Skeedaloo-Doo Blues. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com.
We turn now to one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. Originally from Houston, Texas, here is Victoria Spivey.
¶¶ I poisoned my man. I put it in his drinking cup. Well, it's easy to go to jail, but Lord, they done sent me up. Well, I broke out of myself when the jail turned its back. When the jailer turned his back. But now I'm so sorry, bloodhounds have won my trial. Bloodhounds, bloodhounds, bloodhounds have won my trail. Bloodhounds.
From 1934, that was Lucille Bogan with Tired As I Can Be. Bogan was quite a bawdy lyricist, she, and a recording artist. She recorded quite a number of tunes that were very, very interesting, to say the least, and a lot of tunes that couldn't be aired. But she also recorded a lot of great blues and been covered by a lot of other artists. Before we heard Lucille Bogan, we heard Victoria Spivey with a number called Bloodhound Blues. She killed her man, he done her wrong, and now she's on the lam. She was a very, very witty songwriter and a very, very good businesswoman, where so many blues women of the 1920s that had great success in that decade weren't able to carry over that success into the 30s and 40s. Victoria Spivey did. Quite a talent. Next here on KRVS, here is a number that Lucille Bogan first recorded many years ago. It was done later by Sonny Boy Williamson II and quite a number of others. Junior Wells had a version of it. Here's Sapphire, the uppity blues women, with a rollicking rendition of Lucille Bogan's Sloppy Drunk.
Well, I'd rather be sloppy drunk.
Got no job to resign. cause I ain't got no troubles on my mind. I got no troubles, no troubles. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. To all of life's worries, both my eyes are blind. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. No friends, I ain't got no man, I got no home to keep him in. I got no one to call me if they get anybody. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. Ain't been a member of no social club. Ain't got no occasion for me to get snubbed. That I must decline. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. I got no troubles. I ain't got no troubles. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. I ain't got nobody treating me unkind. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. Concerned with sin. No preacher or congregation telling me I must repent. I ain't got no confession of the divine. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. Ain't got no plans, just possibilities. Ain't bothered with the past or my history. On my mind. No trouble, no trouble. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. If you see me crying, that's just joy welling in my eyes. I ain't got no troubles on my mind.
Eden Brent on piano and vocals with the title track to her disc, Ain't Got No Troubles. That came out in 2010. It was her second outing on Yellow Dog Records. She'd had at least one other disc prior to her signing with Yellow Dog. Very interesting artist, a fine vocalist and pianist, and also a very, very good songwriter. It'll be interesting to see what she comes up with on her next disc. Before hearing Eden Brent here on KRVS, we heard Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, doing a cover of the old Lucille Bogan tune from the 1930s, Sloppy Drunk. And you are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Also, many of you listening on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those listeners, thank you very much for your support. And if not, please consider supporting us. You can do that securely online at krvs.org. Of course, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. And then music continues at 7 p.m. this evening on public radio for Acadiana with the program Big Band Swings and Other Things, hosted by Lee Kleinpeter. We're going to turn next to music from Frontella Bass. She's got a tune for us up next called Home Wrecker. Back in 1965, you may remember, you may have heard that Frontella Bass got to number one on the R&B charts and number four on the pop charts with her Rescue Me. Here again, Frontella Bass, this time Home Wrecker.
Your man